we could almost put the acoustic back in the end, like we kept going on that.
Well, I told you I would end with a classic, a band that I love. That's The Replacements. They just came out with the deluxe edition of Let It Be, and that's a long version of Unsatisfied. I think it's like a minute longer than the original version on the original album. But yeah, The Replacements are awesome. Before that, Art de Echo with The Traveler, and that wraps.
You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Tonight's show is a replay of last week's episode of Courts in Session, where we were joined live by Lynyrd Skynyrd drummer Artemis Pyle, and joined live in the studio with Kevin Stewart Swain, lead guitarist and producer of Thor. Hold off on the phone calls. We'll be back together live again next Thursday. But in the interim, want to wish all of you a happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, y'all. This is Sheridan Daniels. You're listening to my buddy, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Pittsburgh. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and this is Courts in Session, heard here every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30. Rock and roll, country, and soul is coming your way for the next 2.5 hours. And, you know, I promise this every week, and EJL keeps his word. We're going to have a fantastic time tonight. I am ready. I'm in the cockpit. The controls are looking pretty good. And tonight, I'm joined here in the studio by none other than Canadian guitar great Kevin Stewart Swain. Kevin's been with everybody from Prism to Thor to a whole lot of bands that you've grown up with. And if you're a veteran listening to Courts in Session, well, you've heard Kevin on the show over the years when he's been a part of interviews. Well, tonight he is here with us courtesy of a long airplane flight from Calgary. Welcome to the show, brother.
Thank you very much. And thank you, United Airlines.
So we're going to have a lot of fun. And in the first hour, we got none other than the wild man of Southern Rock and Roll, talking about Artemis Pyle, Lynyrd Skynyrd drummer. He should be calling in sometime in the first hour. Of course, when we're talking rock and roll, all the stars have to be aligned. So we think he's going to be calling in. And we'll see about that. Want to get a request on the air? Well, you know the number, 412-268-9728. 412-268-WRCT. First hour of Courts in Session is brought to you by our friends at Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres. Rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, hip-hop, you name it, Attic Records got it. They're independently owned, and they purchase used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records, located at 513 Grand Avenue in Millvale. For more information about new releases and records they're selling, well, you can give them a call at 412-821-8484 or visit them online at AtticRecordStoreInc.com. Attic Records, our sponsor for the first hour of tonight's show. So many weeks, we got to be a little down when we lose one of our favorite rock stars. And we always celebrate the life and musical legacy of those greats that have gone to the great beyond. But tonight, we're going to celebrate the musical legacy of somebody, and he has not passed away. And I'm going to say this a few times tonight, so people tuning in late, don't worry. If you had your ear to the news, one of the all-time rock and roll great vocalists, David Coverdale, announced this week that he is hanging up his rock and roll platform shoes and going from Deep Purple to Whitesnake, all the great music he's given us and all the great bands. We're going to celebrate his legacy tonight. So throughout the show, we're going to be sprinkling in David Coverdale, and we're going to kick it off with one of my favorites. Going back to the late 80s, this is Now You're Gone, Whitesnake, WRCT, 88.3 FM.
Now you're gone, I can feel my heart.
WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Joined in the studio tonight with Kevin Stewart Swain. You know, it's the fourth song of the night, so it's time for something brand spanking new. We're going to play the brand new single from Thor from his covers album. And Kevin, you helped produce this album, and you're actually playing guitar on this track.
I am bass guitar. Well, this is the Yardbirds tune, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, me and John, backups, we did this together.
And this is his cover of Heartful of Soul, but you were telling me a story about it had been approved by the label, approved by Thor, at the last minute you stepped in. And
it's easy to do these days, but I just thought, you know what, it's a Thor song. We got to get that guitar screaming a little bit more, so just raunched it up a bit, you know.
Well, let's play it right now. This is Heart Full of Soul, Thor, WRCT. Of Thunder from his latest album, Rock the Universe. That was his cover of the Yardbirds with Heartful of Soul, and that great lead guitar riff was played none other than Kevin Stewart Swain next to me here in the studio. So, brother, that tune is actually not officially released for single yet.
Nope, next week, or almost next week anyway, and the video, which we went and shot down in Point Roberts. Near Vancouver.
Very cool.
And it's really good. Kat, shout out to Kat, too, because she made the video.
If you love Thor, you can catch the video. You heard it from Kevin. Next week on Cleopatra Label and Good Stuff, cover of the Yardbirds. And, you know, I was talking with Thor, and he told me that one of the surviving members of the original Yardbirds band loved that version of it and reached out to him and said, man, you just hit it out of the park. And you had a lot to do with it because you were playing guitar and bass on that.
Yeah, I guess so. I produced it. And, I'm glad he likes it.
Well, Kevin, why don't you tell us, what have we heard tonight?
We heard Whitesnake, Now You're Gone, and we heard Pat Travers, which I love, Snorting Whiskey.
Snorting Whiskey and Drinking Cocaine. And Pat has always said that it's the dumbest song he ever wrote, but one of his absolute biggest hits.
Because there is Boom Boom, Out Go the Lights.
Yeah, but he didn't write that. That was a cover of a turn-of-the-century blues song about beating up the girlfriend. But Snorting Whiskey, Drinking Cocaine.
And then the last one was Chances, right? Or Changes. Changes by Yes.
And John Anderson is on the road right now. And keep an eye on his tour dates, because he is supposed to be coming back to the Pittsburgh general area over the summer. And one of the all-time greats, been on the show a couple of times. And if you're a listener to Courts and Session, you know last year I announced that his solo album, I thought, was one of the absolute best albums of the year. New music from classic artists, that's what we do in Courts and Session. So let me ask you something. Kevin, would you seat your 3-year-old child on a windowsill?
No, I would not.
Would you seat them beside a lit fireplace or by the deep end of a pool?
Not at all. No.
How about, would you seat your child in a car seat that's not correct for them?
Nope.
Car crashes are the leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. You can secure their future. Seat them in the correct car seat. For more information, visit safercar.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and your friends right here at WRCT. So let's go back to 1982. This was the last top 40 hit from this band from Scotland. One of my favorites, and love this track. This is Nazareth. Love Leads to Madness.
and supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Milldale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs. From metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, V, you finally got a new helmet.
I did. Bought it cheap online. Follow me. We'll turn off here.
I'm right behind you.
Watch the cars. They can be crazy.
Patty! No! Are you okay? Somebody do something!
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and his helmet is smashed.
It's a brand new helmet.
It's probably a fake.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart. Buy smart. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
Applebee's, it's so good. Applebee's. Applebee's, it's so good. Applebee's. Everybody in the band agrees we like Applebee's.
If you like some of the music played on Courts in Session with your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, you might also like my show. It's called A Minute Pause. It runs Tuesday, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh.
Radio. This is Meatloaf's song, Hop a Tune.
Whatever happens in Saturday night, we just going out by request to Tommy and Blonox. But maybe you said that's not the Whitesnake version of Here I Go Again that I know. Well, that's because originally that song came from their album Saints and Sinners going back to 1982. Great request, Tommy. I'm here in the studio with Kevin Stewart Swain, courtesy of Calgary. Kevin, we opened up the set with Nazareth from the 2XS album, Lovely Some Madness, and you said, EJL, I need some Beatles.
Yeah, so I picked Julia. Surprised that John was a bit pitchy there. I would notice in the old days to listen to that album over and over again, but no pitch correction. Is that a good or a bad thing? I think it's a good thing.
You know what? Could they have done pitch? So that is 1969.
They couldn't have done it. No.
Even with the Studer tape machines, they couldn't.
No,
really.
You just have to do a lot of tracks and edit in. And you can make pitch correction has always been there. You can get us. But I bet you he just went. And he was really worried about his voice, so he was always double tracked.
And of course, we're talking
about John Lennon. And I guess he just went, that song's about his mom, and I think it was just that raw honesty. You know, he was getting into, it's flawed, but it's about his mom, and it's great. That's how I feel.
It sure is, talking about the Beatles. And, talk about the Beatles. You've told me a story that, a little bit later in tonight's show, we're going to be playing from the new released Rolling Stones Black and Blue remastered box set with new tracks. We've been playing Shame, Shame, Shame. We're going to play something different tonight. But you told me that growing up, the Beatles were everything. Nothing, very few things, and the Rolling Stones Black and Blue was one of them.
My favorite Stones album, I think, maybe.
But one of the few things that could take you from the Beatles.
Yeah, I was just on a steady diet of Beatles. I didn't think any other music was worth listening to. But I was young,
After that, Neverland Express. And those guys are Meatloaf's longtime backing touring band. After Meatloaf passed away, they recorded that live album. That was, of course, Hot Patootie Save My Soul, going out to Bob in Beechwood. And then you close with Whitesnake. So we're going to be having Artemis Powell calling in any minute. You want to keep it right here on WRCT. WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.